My name is Gwyn Williams. I'm one of the ophthalmologists from Swansea, from Singleton Hospital there, and I'm chairing the event today, so it's very nice to see you all. And congratulations to those of you who found successful parking. I rather regret I will have to buy a new car myself, as I doubt I'll be able to find where I park after this. But on a serious note, although I also was denied access to park here, apparently all the patient slots are also filled, so I've been asked to mention that anyone who did manage to take a patient slot, could they move their car during the break, if that's okay? Because apparently messages are coming through that there are no slots for them. But you can do that during the break, that's fine. But well done on making it through the gate that I did not, anyway, on that front. Also, just to mention, you may have noticed these industrial fans going there. That's because the winter heating came on a few days ago, and it's not quite winter yet, but as a sign of the time, so they're trying to cool the place down. That's why these things are going there. There'll be some pictures you'll notice being taken throughout this event as well, and also some recordings. That's for the personal use of the photographer. Don't worry about being identified anywhere, but there will be pictures. Also, that there are no fire alarms planned today, so if you do hear anything, don't panic at all. Just exit through these two doors and make your way to the main meeting point outside the main doors. There are toilets under the stairs just in the foyer outside, which I'm sure many of you have used thus far, and I have, and I vouch that they're very good toilets. Those of you presenting, although I will remind you all individually as well, there are many sight impaired people in the audience. If you could describe any particularly important things that are on PowerPoint, though I remember from last year that there is a great hatred of PowerPoint in general in this audience, but just talk about what's down that's important anyway. And also, we'll try to keep the time as much as we can. And I thought of a subtle way of reminding speakers that they were approaching the end. And around about 1 minute before the talk is due to end, I'll start coughing in a theatrical manner. I thought that was better than just saying that's the end now, 1 minute, or anything like that. And then at time itself, I'll cough even more theatrically, and then I will leave it to your good Christian conscience to stop, because I would have run out of ideas by that point. Also, towards the end, anybody leaving early as well, if you could return your badges to the reception and fill out the feedback forms, that would be much appreciated. And that's pretty much all there is on the timekeeping front, but we've got quite a lineup today. Later on, I'm led to believe there is a drama group coming in to perform, which I'm very much looking forward to, having seen them in action last year. So that should be quite nice, and we've got very important people turning up as well. This afternoon, we've got Vaughan Gething coming in as well, which he came last year as well, but he's an important man, so it'll be nice to see him. But we're all important, and I think in the interest of keeping to time as well, though I could talk continuously for the whole time myself if I wanted to, but I'll stop. And I will introduce Owen Williams, who is the Director of the Wales Council for the Blind, and chair the Low Vision Service for Wales Advisory Group as well. And if I could ask Owen Williams to come up and to talk to us, then I would be very grateful. Thank you very much.